Shabbat Shalom to everybody in cyberspace and wherever you may be. And here we are again for the God's holy day, the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of all things, the Creator of the heaven and the earth and all the bodies of water and everything in the universe. We thank and praise you, Lord and God, we are allowed to even know you. We thank and praise you, we are just dust and ashes, that we are even allowed to keep your commandments. I thank you for the blood of Yeshua. Thank you for the word of God. I thank you for eternal life. I thank you for your promises, Father. We pray you'll help us in our lives. Be with us every step of the way. Help us in everything we say, do, and act. And whatever we do, help us in our minds, our consciences. Bless this day. Bless this reading in Yeshua's name. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, we are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabah Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. I'm on Pow Talk, right? Yes. And there's my website, there's my phone number, there's my email. You can always contact me. Today we're in North Dakota, so this address is not, we're not at the disaddress, so we're going to move on. Today is August the 30th, 2025, and that comes from Augustus Caesar. That's his month. Yep. He named it after himself. And I'm going to move on past that. God's calendar, we are now in the sixth month of God called Elul, day six.
Yep.
Monday was the new moon. Elul is the name of the sixth month. And Elul, it seems like it's the name of the sixth month by these two verses below. You can read Nehemiah 6, verse 15. It says, so the war was finished in the 26th day of the month Elul, in the 52 days. And then we have Nehemiah 7. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nephonims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, so we stopped, you know, the children of Israel were in their cities. So we see Nehemiah has the Elul, Nehemiah 6, and Nehemiah 7 has the seventh month came. So we can see that Elul is the sixth month. Anyway, the Word of God is the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. That's the Tanakh, T-A-N-A-K-H. That's the acronym for Torah, which is the law and the teachings, the five books of Moses that God gave Moses. We have the Nevi'im, or the prophets,
which is the end.
Which is the end of everything.
And the word Tanakh.
No. I said Nevi'im is the prophets and Kutuvim is the writings, the Psalms, okay? So, just to give you what that's all about. At this point, there was no Gospels and letters. Today's topic, it's not long, but I've been trying to do it all morning and it's real hard. But anyway, it's be faithful, be faithful. So Numbers 12:7 says, my servant Moses is not so. He is faithful in all mine house. Amen. That's a good example. Here's Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that Jehovah thy God, he is God, the faithful God. Amen. Which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And he pays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to them, to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. Wow. So we see he's a faithful God, whether you do good or bad, you know. Psalm 5, verse 9 says, "For there is no faithfulness in their mouth; their inward part is." Very wickedness, and their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongues. That's the way the wicked are.
So that's unfaithful.
They're unfaithful. Yeah, there's no faithfulness. Psalm 12:1 says, "Help, Jehovah, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men." Oh, boy. That's sad. Psalm 31:23. "O love Jehovah, O ye saints, for Jehovah preserves the faithful." I thank God for that. "But he plentifully rewards the proud doer." Wow. Hold on a second. I'm going to make this a little brighter. Okay. Psalm 36:5, thy mercy, Jehovah, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Amen. God's faithful in everything he does, you know. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Psalm 40, verse 10 says, "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." And I have not done that to our congregation either. God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Psalm 88:11, "Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction?" No, we want to do it while we're alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Psalm 89:1,
"I will sing of the mercies of Jehovah forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations." Amen. I'll make known his faithfulness too to every generation. We've been in two generations already.
Mm-hmm.
"For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall you establish in the very heavens." Amen. Amen. God's very faithful. Here's verse 5. "And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, Jehovah, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints." Amen. Verse 8. "Jehovah God of hosts, who is a strong Jehovah like unto you,"
mm-hmm,
"or to thy faithfulness round about you." Amen. Who's like God? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him," God says, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." Amen. Thank you, God, for that. He's talking to David there.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33 says, "Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips." Amen.
That's right. He doesn't change.
He doesn't change. Anything that God spoke is happening. Verse 37 says, "It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven." Selah. Amen. Everything that God has is faithful. God's sun comes up faithfully every morning, and God's sun goes down every evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Psalm 92 is a good thing to give thanks unto Jehovah, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Amen. We thank God for that. And we try to explain this to everybody. Psalm 101. "Mine eye shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in a perfect way, he shall preserve me." Amen.
Serve me.
He shall serve me, yes. That's what God says.
Serve God.
Yes, serve God. Psalm 119, verse 75. "I know, Jehovah, that thy judgments are right, and that you in faithfulness have afflicted me." Amen. Verse 86 says, "All thy commandments are faithful." Amen. "They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. Verse 90 says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. You have established the earth, and it abides." Amen. Just think, we're still here on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
thy testimonies that, this is one verse 138, thy testimonies that you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. Amen.
You can count on it.
You can count on God's commandments. Amen. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, Jehovah. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me. Answer me, and in thy righteousness. Amen. God's so faithful. We have to be faithful just like him. Here's a few proverbs. A tale bearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. That's right. Proverbs 13, verse 17. A wicked messenger falls into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Amen. Proverbs 14, verse 5. A faithful witness will not lie. That's right. But a false witness will utter lies. That's right. Amen. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But a faithful man, who can find? You can't find anybody out there that's faithful. Even today, you can't even find hardly anyone that's keeping the fourth commandment out of the Ten Commandments. Proverbs 25, verse 13. As the coal of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that sent him. Why? For he refreshes the soul of his masters. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 27, verse 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. That's right. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
Is that friend that tell you the truth?
I don't know. I was thinking about that verse last night in sleep. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So, in other words, you can have people out there that are wicked. They just love you, love you, love you, but they really are deceitful.
But the faithful wounds are someone telling you the truth.
Yeah. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. No, faithful are what? What do you want me to say, Carrie?
In other words, they'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
They might think that you're hurting your feelings by telling you you shouldn't sin.
Right.
But those are faithful words.
Those are faithful words, right.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 28, verse 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. I hope so. But he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Right, you can't be hasty. This is an interesting study. I was thinking about this. Proverbs 29:14. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any kings anymore, but we can make sure we handle everybody that needs
righteously.
Right. Isaiah 25:1. Jehovah, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. Amen. For you have done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithful and true. Amen. Amen. They are. Here's Lamentations, which we hardly ever read. Lamentations of Jeremiah. Verse 21 says, this I call to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of Jehovah's mercies, amen, that we are not consumed. I believe that. Amen. I thank God for his mercies upon us, that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Father. Amen. Sure is. Jehovah is my portion, said my soul. Therefore I hope in him. Jehovah is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Amen. It's a good thing. It's good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Jehovah. Amen. It's good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Amen.
Did you find God in your youth?
We found God in our youth. Here's the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord. Amen. Thank God for Yeshua, who died for us and shed his blood for us, and or some people will come unto him, the real Yeshua. 1 Corinthians verse 4, verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. A steward is an overseer, someone who's taking care of the congregation. Amen. We don't have any of those. Verse 17 says, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, or Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in Jehovah. Wow. Who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Messiah, as I teach everywhere in every church. Amen. We don't have churches everywhere because we can't find hardly anyone that will even keep the commandments. It's hard to do that in the century we live in, the 21st century, you know. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, they had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. And that's what we believe. That's the kind of God we have. Galatians 3 verse 9 says, So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And you can read that whole chapter. It's about all the people that were faithful. Amen. Ephesians, Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesians, he says, chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah, by the will of God, to the saints that are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Messiah Yeshua. And I'm talking to you today. I know you guys are all faithful. That's why you're here today. Ephesians 6, 21, also may be known my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. Just think, Tychicus, we never met. We'll meet him one day. He was a faithful minister. Amen. Here's Colossians 1 verse 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Messiah. This is to the faithful people that are in Messiah, which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Verse 7 of that chapter says, As you have also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Messiah. Here's Epaphras, another faithful minister. So we have, what was the first guy? Tychicus?
Yeah.
Tychicus, and now we have this man, Epaphras. Here's Colossians 4, verse 7 and 8 and 9. Hold on, let me make this a little bigger. Somehow I know it's bigger on the screen, but I forgot to make it bigger on my study here that I'm reading to you.
That's what everybody's reading.
I know. It says, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother. Wow, he's a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and that he may comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, he's also faithful.
Who's
one of you? They shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Amen. So there's a lot of faithful things going on in the Bible. I'm only reading you a few of these today. There's so many things about faithfulness, faith, and I didn't even do faith. I just did faith, you know, faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24 says, faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. Amen. And who calls us? God. And he's going to do everything he wants to us. Amen. And all the blessings, and may God help us in our lives. Here's 2 Thessalonians, verse 3, verse 3. Says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Amen. We want God to deliver us from evil, like in the Lord's Prayer. You know, we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, Father. And it says also, deliver us from evil, right? Don't let us go into evil. 1 Timothy, Paul's writing to Timothy, says, chapter 1, verse 12, I thank Messiah Yeshua our Lord, who had enabled me, that he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. Paul, this is Paul, he says, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. He used to injure people. Mm-hmm. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Messiah Yeshua. Amen. This is a faithful saying. This is a faithful saying. It says, and worthy of all acceptation, that Messiah Yeshua came into the world to save sinners. And everybody thinks this, of whom I am chief, right?
I was chief.
Amen. 1 Timothy, verse 3, verse 11, even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober. Even the wives have to be faithful in all things. Amen. They are, too. My wife is. She's right here. 1 Timothy, verse 4, verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. You can read the rest of that later. Mm-hmm. So there's faithful sayings, too. 1 Timothy 6:2 says, and they that have believing masters, that's bosses, let them not despise them because they are brothers and sisters, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. Amen. We don't have any bosses, but if we did, that's what we would do. 2 Timothy verse 2, verse 2, and the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men and women who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. And we do that too. Verse 11 says, it is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. And then remember this, if you deny him, he will also deny you. And if you believe not, yet he abides faithful. He's faithful. He cannot deny himself. Mm-hmm. Amen. Here's Paul writing to Titus. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. Of course, that would make sense, right, in a house. Verse 9 says, holding fast the faithful words as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. So we have to have a faithful word of God. And we believe in, of course, the King James Version, which is the closest to the accurate scriptures. Titus 3:8 says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm constantly, and they which have believed in God may be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. It's another faithful saying. Of course, Hebrews always has things in that. Chapter 2, verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved Yeshua to be made like unto his brothers and sisters, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, and to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Amen. That's Yeshua. Amen. Here's Hebrews 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Messiah Yeshua, who was faithful to the Father that appointed him. Amen. As Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who had builded a house had more honor than the house. Every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Amen. We're not ashamed to say God did it. God created the heavens and the earth and everything else in it. Okay. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Messiah, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, that's only if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end of the world or the end of our lives. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us therefore hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. How come? For he's faithful, that promise. God's faithful. And let us not, it says, and let us consider one another provoke unto love and to good works. And this is really true, and I'm sad for the people that left, because they forgot this. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is. We're supposed to exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. That's what you're supposed to do. Oh boy, that's sad. The faithful, you know, that's really sad. They forgot the assembly of themselves with us. Hebrews 11:11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered and of a child when she was past age, because she judged God faithful who had promised. Amen. Amen. Brother Peter chimes in with the faithful verse. He says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin with us, what shall be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Wow. Think of all the people out there that don't even keep any of God's commandments. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Amen. Peter says, verse 19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit their keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. And he is a faithful creator. Amen. Praise the Lord, he is a faithful creator. Here's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12. Silvanus is a faithful brother, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. Amen. Mm-hmm. We have everything in the Bible, you know, for correction, for reproof, for exhortation, for knowledge, for wisdom and understanding. We have everything. 1 John 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, guess what? These are ignorant sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I hope he does. Hope he did. And he keeps doing it. John chapter 3 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, beloved, you do faithfully whatsoever you do to the brothers and sisters and to strangers which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if you bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, you shall do well. And you have to read more of that, but that's faith. This is, you got to do faithfully whatsoever. This is just a few more verses. This is a very short study today, but I want to make sure you got the faithfulness in here. Revelation 1:5 says, and from Yeshua the Messiah, he's the faithful witness. He's a faithful witness. And he's the first begotten of the dead. He's the first one that had an incorruptible body. And the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Thank God for that. And made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. He's a faithful witness. Revelation 2, verse 10 to 13 says, fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil, he might cast some of you into prison, that you may have be tried, that you may have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death. And then God says, I'll give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things said he which had the sharp sword with two edges. This is Yeshua, the Messiah. He says, I know your works and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is. And you behold, hold fast thy name.
My name.
And you hold fast my name and have not denied my faith. Even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, which we never read about, or we don't know him, mm-hmm. says, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. Amen. Satan's dwelling on this earth mightily. Sad to know that. Revelation 3:14. Unto the church of the Laodiceans. We don't have any letters to the Laodiceans, right? These things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. He says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. This is the church of the Laodiceans. Because you say I'm rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing, and you know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Amen. Amen. We do that. Here's Revelation 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, which is foolish, and the Lamb shall overcome them. You know why? Because he's the Lord of lords, and he's the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And thank God he calls us faithful. Amen. It's Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Amen. Revelation 21:5. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, these words are true and faithful. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the last verse for this study, Revelation 22, verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. Amen. We know your word is faithful and true, Father. And Jehovah God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Amen. So, what can I say more than that? In closing for now, be faithful to yourself, be faithful to everyone, and to God. Amen. And I thank you for being here today. I say Shabbat Shalom, and may God bless you. Hold on. I know this is a short study, but that's all I can do today on this day. God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. May God bless the rest of this day. May God bless the food we eat and the nourishment for our bodies, whatever we do today. May God always be with us and lead, guide, and direct us what you want us to do, Father, and what you want us to say to people. In Yeshua's name, amen. Mm-hmm. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Let me stop this. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom.